This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All the news and information about what's going on with New California you'll find right there. And grievance number 11 is coming up. 30 more weeks of grievances against the state of California as to why New California should be in existence. Don't you hate it when you have 30 more weeks ahead of you if you're Jerry Brown and the government of California? It's not a good place to be because what we have found, which is kind of, you know, we just did not expect that we'd be stepping into the limelight about what is going on in New California. However, we're here, and we're going to wallow in it, I guess you can say, as all New Californians should, because we're taking the lead. A lot of people are paying attention to our grievances. In fact, I think it was grievance 2, 3, and 4 weeks ago that we were fighting against sanctuary state status and how illegal, unconstitutional, and against everybody's oath of office it was. And guess what? Now, all of a sudden, there is a full-on revolt developing across the state, starting with the sheriffs. Now, it's interesting, Javier, and all the rest of the, well, of his ilk, if you will, they've decided, well, we've implemented SB 54, right? You know, the sanctuary state, the law. Oh, but now we need to regulate it. So now they're coming out with more regulations as to how they're going to implement SB 54. But they haven't been doing a very good job. Here it is, almost April, and they, well, this is one of the major negatives about California, is that they pass these laws and they don't think it through. They pass these laws and they pass the law but don't give you a descriptor of it. Some of the laws come through as gut and amend laws, and they just say, well, this is what we want. But there's no regulatory effect to it. So they're just laws. So, like, you know, a lot of sheriffs, when they see these in California, go, I'm not going to, you know, if there's a law that's applicable to law enforcement, you know, I'm not going to enforce that law. How can you do it? There's no way to enforce it, so I'm not going to enforce it. You see, you get to be so many laws, you get run over by the laws. You see, there's you're so lawful, you're unlawful. That's what happens. Yeah, when you know, you're supposed to pass a good law, bad law. If it's against your constitutional oath of office, do you enforce it? And the answer actually is no, we're not supposed to. So that's what's happening right now in the revolt against SB 54. Now they've come up with more clarifiers so to make everybody feel good about sanctuary state status. Now, of course, how unlawful is this, all these sanctuary state and sanctuary city regulations, ordinances, and laws? It's incredibly unconstitutional, and they know it. There's nowhere in the Constitution that says anything about sanctuary status. It's just something that's just a notion that's been brought. It's a religious notion. The Catholic Church is long known to give sanctuary. Is there a correlation between that and California? I don't know. We'd have to look more thoroughly at that, right? But now all of a sudden we're getting hints that Javier Becerra has come up with regulations so that people understand and can clarify. You see, because what's going on in Orange County is Orange County Sheriff says, oh, I'll support SB 54. Sure. But then on the other hand, they turn around and announce the release dates of anybody coming out of prison or the jails. So people can stand there. Doesn't matter. And greet those folks when they come out, right? You get a greeting party now in Orange County because that's what the Orange County Sheriff has decided to do, to post up. And we first reported this last Monday. They have decided that they're going to post up all the release dates and times of various prisoners. So everybody can see. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's complete compliance with SB 54. They aren't communicating with ICE. They're just telling the general public, everybody, who's going to be released. Now, ICE, if they want to come up and have a welcoming out party for people and applaud those that they don't have to have issues with. Oh, and then they applaud those. They say, oh, my goodness, your face looks so familiar with all those MS-13 tattoos. You could be one of the people we're looking for. And they take them into custody. See, that has drawn the ire. That has drawn the ire of course, Javier Becerra, because those prisoners, those vicious, vile prisoners who are being released without any criminal charges being filed for the felonies that they just committed, are being released right into the hands of ICE. ICE doesn't have to go out in the community and arrest them and run the risk of people getting hurt and killed out there. They can arrest them right outside those pearly gates. So now there's new regulations, apparently. We haven't seen them yet. We've just been told, I got a little slip of paper handed to me, that we're going to look into this. So we're looking. Maybe by the end of the hour, we'll have the look-see on all this stuff. We'll have an idea of what is really going on. Okay, so we covered a story earlier on MS-13 gang members that were charged after a year-long Vegas killing spree. We didn't get a chance to thoroughly cover this, but I thought maybe it would be worthwhile to bring this back up again. We have the article up on our website, and of course we have all these wonderfully tattooed faced MS-13 guys. It says, alleged MS gang members, 13 MS-13 members charged after a year-long Vegas killing spree. Now, Here's one of the things that, and the reason why I bring this up, because, you know, we have this propensity to bring up stories from the past that haven't been necessarily been covered thoroughly, or you don't know the answers totally to it, right? What about Las Vegas? I mean, this is MS-13 in Las Vegas. Now, I'm waking. Listen, we had the shooting in Las Vegas months ago, right? 50-some people killed. Now, it's kind of interesting, ladies and gentlemen, because we had been told by our sources when this was all going down in the morning, early morning hours when this is going down, we had been told that you had ISIS, you had Al-Qaeda elements, and you had MS-13 there. All involved in this little killing spree in Las Vegas during the shooting. Now, there's been a lot of stuff that's been portrayed, projected, and told, and stories that have been told, but nothing's been really brought out yet. It's a one-man band killing spree, right? But now, all of a sudden, we get this report about these Vegas killers and their killing spree. I just wonder if these clowns were also involved with the Las Vegas shooting. Remember, there are even people there before the shooting proclaiming that MS-13 was going to commit mass murder that night. Oh, and then mass murder happened. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. NewCaliforniaState.com. This is from this article from Fox News. I picked it up this morning because I, you know, we follow these kind of things. And I'm just positing the theory, the notion out there that were these the kind of guys, and, you know, this is evidence that MS-13 has been working in and around this area for a long time in Vegas. Were they involved in the Vegas shooting? I'm asking that question. No one wants to seem to really answer any of the questions about that, right? Do they? But, you know, we out here in the real media, we get it. We get it. Okay, now, here is the article, and this is the information contained in it. I'm going to let you speculate and run rampant with the speculation. That's what we do here. We allow you to run freely with your speculation. It's okay. Tinfoil hats are on. It's a good thing. MS-13 brought third world violence to Las Vegas, a local pastor said as authorities announced the breakup of a year-long killing spree allegedly committed by the gang. Four illegal immigrant MS-13 members, who police say are responsible for a dozen slayings during the... They didn't write that right. they didn't write it. It's amazing. So much copy that I read, there's really so many misspellings or there's words out of place. Now, listen, I have dyslexia. No, I can do that on my own. I get that. But when I see it on other, it sticks out. Obviously, you know, if you're dyslexic and you see words out of place, you have to question it, right? So seriously, that's what I mean. What better way to figure it out for yourself if you're dyslexic that the words are out of place in the copy? Four illegal immigrant MS-13 members who police say are responsible for nearly a dozen slayings during the past year were charged Tuesday in federal court, police in Las Vegas said. The news comes on the heels of recent declarations by President Donald Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions that they are committed to cracking down on MS-13. Ellison said four gang members, all from El Salvador, ranging from the ages of 19 to 24, face a possible life sentence on kidnapping, weapon, and assault with intent to commit murder charges in the death of a 21-year-old rival gang member. Said the announcement of the charges came 2 days after Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, you remember he's the guy with the, had the issues, with the FBI guy standing behind him as he was announcing all the information on the press releases about the Las Vegas shooting. Remember that? And he came out really bold and started that. But then the FBI showed up and kind of looked over his shoulders, and the FBI guy was mean mugging him. Remember that? Said the arrest of four adults and a 17-year-old who is being jailed and held as a juvenile broke up a murderous ring responsible for 10 slayings since March 17th in and around Las Vegas. The slew of gang-related fatalities has taken a toll on the community, local leaders said. We're literally seeing the type of third-world violence right here in what we are calling a civilized society, Pastor Tony Martinez told Fox's KVVU-TV. We cannot wait until there are 10 bodies in the desert, hotel rooms, wherever else they are dumped, he said. The criminal complaint alleges Sandoval Martinez, a former El Salvadoran resident, was abducted early January 21st outside a downtown Las Vegas club, bound with shoelaces and driven to the desert where he was hacked with a machete and chopped. Shot, not chopped. He was chopped and then shot. Many gangs have their own trademarks, their own style, Martinez told KBVU-TV. MS-13 is known for their torture, known for making people suffer brutal and violent murders to send fear into other gangs and into the community. And parents should be very concerned their child is not safe in a community where gang members are able to kill people, kidnap them, and dump their bodies all over the valley. The complaint filed Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Las Vegas says Joshua Diaz Orlela, 22, Luis Castillo, 24, David Perez Machuquam, 19, and Miguel Torres Escobar, 20, were arrested March 2nd in Diaz Orlela's car. A large butcher knife, a blood-stained baseball bat, and three 9mm handguns were also found in the car, the documents allege. Great. Isn't this just disgusting? This is what they do. You know, and again, when I mention MS-13, this is what they do. But this isn't nothing. This is casual here compared to what they really can do. It said Leos Castillo, Perez Meshuan, and Torres Escobar appeared in court Wednesday besides newly appointed lawyers as a U.S. magistrate judge ordered them to remain in federal custody and set an April 11th date to hear evidence in the case. Each defendant wore wrist. What? Wore wrist and ankle bracelets. See, this is, you know, this. I didn't write this. This is not my copy. Wrist and ankle bracelets and shackles in thin white paper jumpsuits with no pockets for the court appearance. The defendants, all under the age of 25, highlight the threat that gangs pose to the youth, according to Martinez. If we're not working with the young people, be sure that the gang members are, Martinez. That's a very good comment, by the way. Let me read that again and clarify it. Because this is so true, and quite frankly, this is something we always used to say when working in the gangs in the 80s and 90s. And again, because there are so many boys out there, so many young men that have been displaced, and you know we've been beating up on young boys and young men for years now, the feminazis and so on, and displacing young men. You know, as an example, this is a little beef I have. When you go to the colleges and universities now, it's like 75-80% women, the rest men. Really? Men are being selected against. This has been something that's been going on for a long time. And you know, you get all these people that, oh, we got to have civil equal rights for women. Women have get more opportunities in college than men by far. And this has been going on for 10 years, 10, 15 years. I mean, is there any, and of course, men are being just absolutely destroyed. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what race you are, by the way, or what color. No, if you're a young boy growing up, the pressure societally on you is enormous and negative. That's why it's so important that we engage with our young men in particular. Because I'm gonna read this statement again. I want to come back to the statement. If we're not working with the young people, be sure that the gang members are, and that's true. Gang members literally look for young boys to engage with that are fatherless in particular. That makes an easy target. Easy target for them to set themselves aside and be different from their mother. You know, it really, for young men growing up, it takes a mother and a father to do it right. Sorry, all you moms out there thinking that you're raising wonderful young men. There is something lacking within them, and that's the father figure that they all desperately need. You just don't get it. The young boys growing up get it, and they get it really, really later on in life that they grew up fatherless. That's just another pain that they all have to suffer through. But, you know, fathers are an endangered species in our society today, something we hope to change. Just remember, if we're not working with the young people, you can be sure that the gang members are.
on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. MS-13, work with your kids. Great advice. You know, we used to give people that advice all the time. Because we're, you know, especially, you know, at-risk kids, and you're thinking that the kids are going to get involved with gangs or something like that. So we, you know, we'd pull that little card out on them, you know, thinking that that's the right thing to do. We've got all kinds of said family feud. Donald Trump Jr. is unloading on former Florida Governor Jeb Bush for saying this week that he has kids who actually love me. A comment interpreted as a subtle jab at the president. Wife of president's eldest son, Donald Trump, just files for divorce. Of president's eldest son. Well, that's interesting. Here we go. Family craziness. Van Hip. Here's how Trump can slay the liberal bureaucracy. Died a hero. Ex-Air Force pilot drowns trying to save kids in Florida Beach. Religious study professor claims Jesus was a drag king with queer desires. Nice. Nice. Okay. Well, you know, let's just do whatever we can, you know. Do whatever we can. So Van Hip's been on a radio show. You know, we could, you get special things. Mr. Trump, here are four big things you can do to deal a real blow to the deep state and their shenanigans, according to, this is Van Hip. Van Hip's been on this show before. The American people are now finding out the deep state is very real. They see now that it is not an outlandish idea of conspiracy theorists, but unfortunately exists in different segments of our government and has been around for a long time. Well, Van Hip, thank you very much. I mean, that's an endorsement. I mean, that's why I had you on my radio show. He's been on three or four times, actually. Recently, I was watching the movie Darkest Hour, the story of how Great Britain turned to Winston Churchill in its darkest hour when all the odds were stacked against England's very survival. What struck me was that from the very minute Winston Churchill became Prime Minister, he had to fight against elite forces within the media, the British government, and yes, even his own party. As Nazi fascism was on the march throughout Europe and on the United Kingdom's doorstep, the British bulldog had to fight on for two fronts, against Hitler and against his own elite elements within his own governments. Lord Halifax, a member of Churchill's own party and a member of the war cabinet, was even trying to force Churchill to cut a deal with Hitler through Mussolini. Amazingly, his fellow elites in the government supported such a move and thought Churchill to be delusional and really lacking the proper understanding and temperament to deal with such a complex foreign policy matter. Really? Isn't that interesting? Fortunately, Churchill was different than previous prime ministers. He escaped his security detail and went to on London's underground train to talk with everyday working Brits who reinforced his instincts and never give up and fight on all fronts. Well, we all know how the story ends. After the movie, though, I realized that Winston Churchill had a deep state of his very own to deal with. They were against him succeeding from the very beginning. They would do whatever it took to try to bring him down because, after all, they knew better and were smarter than Churchill and the ordinary people. But just who are the members of the deep state? They tend to be elitist, establishment types, and who believe they know better than the people. Wait, isn't that the truth? Van Hip, you're good, buddy. You're good. I'm glad we had you on your show three or four times. Two or three times, I think. In fact, it is that arrogance that their thoughts and beliefs should govern over the will of the people and duly elected officials that makes them a real threat to democracy. Some leak classified information and commit other crimes, and yes, some are traitors. In fact, the first member of the deep state in America was Benedict Arnold. Arnold, an arrogant elitist, knew better than General George Washington and the American people, and in the end sold out his country. President Trump has now found out that the deep state is very real. Fusion GPS, massive leaks, fake dossiers, rogue FBI, counterintelligence agents have shown us all that the deep state is real in its attempts to circumvent the will of the people. Fortunately, President Trump has a number of unused tools to fight back effectively against the deep state. There are media reports that he has close to exercising one of these, and that's good news. He should do so quickly and implement the others as soon as possible. Here's what President Trump can do now to fight against the deep state. Defeat it and get on with implementing his agenda that he was elected to do so. Appoint the President's Intelligence Advisory Board. Started by President Eisenhower, the President's Intelligence Advisory Board is another tool at President Trump's disposal that hasn't been used. Speculation is that he is getting close to naming a chairman. I like this little tool. It's important to have a strong chairman and other members who understand intelligence can't be co-opted by federal bureaucrats and who are outside-the-box thinkers. Offer cash rewards to apprehend members of the deep state involved in criminal activity. I like this one. That's Van Hip guy. He gets it. The Trump administration should consider offering substantial cash rewards to loyal government employees with information leading to the arrest, prosecution, and conviction of deep state employees who violate the espionage laws of the United States by leaking sensitive classified information and committing other crimes. This would yield immediate investigatory results and, more importantly, would have a chilling impact on the members of the deep state inclined to participate in criminal activity. Ha ha ha! I like it. Appoint inspector generals at the Departments of Defense, State, and Homeland Security now. Presently, there have been no nominees from President Trump for inspector general positions at the Department of Defense, State, and Homeland Security. One, in fact, is an Obama appointee holdover. Good IGs in each of these departments can help ensure they function appropriately, carrying out the will of the people and limit mischief. I like that word, mischief. Nothing like mischief. Mischief makers. Appoint Trump loyalists throughout the government ASAP. This is something I've been pounding on the table. They need to do this. He's still really behind in appointments of a lot of people. Ronald Reagan said it best, personal is policy. President Trump still doesn't have all of his team in place in key government departments and agencies. There are still too many Obama holdovers in the government, and we wonder where the leaks are coming from. There are many good, qualified, competent people out there who were early Trump supporters. Get them into the government and fast, and they'll have President Trump's back. Bottom line, the deep state is real. Its members do significant harm to the will of the American people and the institutions which constitute the very fabric of our democracy. The president has significant tools at his disposal to fight back right now and deal real blows to the deep state and their shenanigans. I like that word, shenanigans. The victors will be the American people, who will then have a president who can get on with business, the business they elected him to do. Good job, Van Hip. He's the former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army, and he is also the author of the release book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. And the author's proceeds go to the National Guard Educational Foundation to fund scholarships for children of fallen guardsmen. That is Van Hip. And like I said, he's been a guest on the show, I think, three times. He and A.J. Rice. A.J. Rice sets up all the good people that we have as guests here on Agenda 21 Radio. And it's always a nice thrill to have people like Van Hip. So we got to defeat the deep state. Now look at the deep state and California government. How do we defeat it there? I say New California State, and visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Visited by Child Protective Services just days earlier after one of their children asked a neighbor for food. At this point, the sheriff does not believe that the crash was intentional. So far, police have recovered the bodies of Jennifer and Sarah Hart and three of their six adopted children. And one of those missing children you may recognize right there, Devontae, he made headlines for this photo showing him hug a police sergeant at a protest in Ferguson, Missouri.
That's kind of interesting. Now, okay, let me. I'm sorry to slam that on you right here, but okay, this is the deal. Family killed in California cliff crash had recent visit from Child Protective Service. You may have heard about this. I think I touched upon it yesterday, just for a bit. Didn't get the whole story because it wasn't really out yet. Okay, in Mendocino County, a family of eight apparently was killed when their SUV plunged off a California highway just 150 miles north. If you know that scenic highway 101, Highway 1, actually, it's very mountainous, I guess you can say, and very narrow. And apparently they had pulled over off to the side of an area that's close to the, well, it's a cliff, basically, and a cliff down to the ocean. That's what Highway 1 is all about. You've seen these scenic pictures where you've had the coastline and you're driving along and you're on a cliff. And quite frankly, some of that stuff is very scary. I got to tell you that. I've been up there several times and driven that highway, and it's a little bit gut-wrenching at times, I do have to tell you. But they apparently were in a large SUV, or an SUV, apparently. That's all they say. So the family of eight this week was killed when their SUV plunged off California Highway 1, and into the ocean. That's really what it came down to. Jennifer and Sarah Hart, 39, were killed along with their six children, Marcus Hart, Jeremiah Hart, Abigail Hart, Hannah Hart. These are all adopted kids, by the way, it looks like. And Sierra Hart, when their vehicle plunged off at an ocean overlook at Pacific Coast Highway, about 150 miles north of San Francisco. Six children were believed to be in the vehicle with their parents, though three siblings, Hannah Devontae and the boy in the viral 2014 protest photo, and Sierra haven't been found. Okay, now this kind of gets me there. This family is apparently all adopted kids. They're all adopted kids, foster kids, whatever, because they're mixed races from the parents. All right, now we determine that. Now, this is interesting because they just recently moved to Washington State, from Oregon. And 2 days before the crash, says here on Friday, three days before the vehicle was found, Child Protective Services were called to the Hart House in Woodland, Washington, a small city outside of Portland, Oregon, where they moved in May of 2017, according to Oregon Live. The Washington State Department of Social Services and Health Services had opened an investigation after the children were identified as potential victims of alleged abuse or neglect, Oregon Live reported, citing the Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office. Bruce and Dana DeKalb, the next-door neighbors of the Harts in Woodland, told the Associated Press they called Child Protective Services on Friday because they thought Devante was going hungry. They said he had been coming over to their house too often in the past week asking for food. Authorities attempted to reach the family three times since Friday but couldn't get in contact. The third attempt was made Tuesday, a day after the SUV was found. Signs showed the family planned for a short trip. The agency had no prior history with the family. I find this fascinating so far. Friends and relatives said the married couple, Jennifer and Sarah, were loving, inspiring parents who promoted social justice and exposed their remarkable children to art, music, and nature. They were often seen at festivals, events, and rallies, such as the one for the Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and the 2014 protest against police violence that gained them nationwide attention when Devante was photographed hugging a police officer. They often went as a group wearing matching T-shirts. Now, this was in Ferguson, Missouri. They said. Where does this say? This one says it's a photograph at a rally in Portland, Oregon in November 2015. Another one said he was in Ferguson, Missouri. Aha! We don't have our story straight. Aha! Okay. So anyway, I find it interesting. This is a very interesting picture. He's in an orange coat, Devante is, and he's hugging a police officer. And I can't tell, I can't read from the badge where it is. It looks like Portland. Okay, so it looks like Portland. The other story about Missouri, what's up with that? So anyway, said they were greatly warm at Loma. They were always on some grand adventure, and the kids were living this life that was kind of like this dream. Zippy Lomax, a photographer who knew the Harts, told the Associated Press. Other times, however, neighbors painted a less blissful picture of the family, describing moments when the adopted children would go knocking on their doors for food. Something just didn't seem right. They were very isolated in the home. Bill Corona, apparently a neighbor, used to live next to the family in West Lynn, Oregon, told Oregonian Live. Says Groner said he felt guilty. He never called Children's Services. He recalled how the parents kept the children indoors and only saw them when they came out to get the mail. Groner said there were positives, such as the children were going on camping trips and eating healthy, that counteracted the feeling that something wasn't quite right. DeKalb also recounted in August 2017, one of the girls rang their doorbell at 1:30 a.m. asking for protection. She was out at the door in a blanket saying, "We need to protect her," Bruce DeKalb said. She said that they were abusing her. It haunted my wife since that day. So obviously they didn't call CPS then when something else was going wrong. So it's something's not adding up here. And something's not adding up with the social warrior protest business. We're going to keep an eye on this story, because you know what? I have this suspicious nature about me.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And also MyPillow, 4-for-1 exclusive going on right now. MyPillow, if you want a decent night's sleep, if you want a restful night's sleep, the best night's sleep you've ever had, well, you need a new pillow. MyPillow does that. You know, they're wonderful about how they order their pillows, by the way. When you call them and request a pillow and you order one, they give you, you know, all kinds of things to answer about who you are, what you are, and how you sleep. And boy, does it make a difference when you get your pillow. And you'll get four of them right now for their special. 4-for-1. MyPillow. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And the key code word is, and the promo code, if you will, is Agenda. Promo code Agenda. Anyway, 800-266-4715. Agenda for MyPillow. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we got a lot of things coming up. It's another week ahead of us. Grievance number 11 for New California. Grievance number 11. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. 30 more weeks of grievances. Oh boy. They're so excited in the state capital of California to have us put these out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And like we say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.